This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. There's now a $10,000 reward to find a Minneapolis teenager. Bloomington police are investigating a weekend homicide, and a fresh new post-game concert is coming to Target Field this August. But first, thousands of nurses across the Twin Cities and Duluth are voting today to determine whether or not they will go on strike.
I think we just all have this collective sense of frustration and aggravation.
Minnesota Nurses Association negotiator Rachel Anderson says they want more staffing to provide more safe and secure working conditions.
The two of them do go hand in hand. If you want safer hospitals, you have to provide staff for that. The work that we do here, the labor that we provide, is manpower.
The voting will last all day, with results expected tomorrow morning. Thousands remain without power in Beltrami County in northwestern Minnesota after high winds roared through the region early Saturday morning.
Emergency management officials say it may take until the end of the week before power is restored to everyone in Bemidji and throughout the county. Ben Lindbaum works for a tree cutting service and tells WCCO television that the storm damage is unprecedented.
This is as bad as I've seen. A lot of times we're the first people on the scene, so people are usually still in shock. But after I find out how everyone's doing and what's going on, we'll take a look at the tree, because that's the first part in getting everything back in order.
Winds were clocked at more than 100 miles per hour at the height of the storm. Displaced residents were able to get assistance at the Sanford Convention Center on the south shore of Lake Bemidji. The campuses of Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College remain closed while crews assess storm damage. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The man charged with assassinating former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark is set to appear in court this week.
Van Spelter is scheduled back in federal court in St. Paul for his second hearing on June 27th. He is also facing state charges in Hennepin County. The feds will go first in the process.
I don't think that there's necessarily one or the other that's obviously easier or harder to prove.
University of St. Thomas law professor Rachel Moran says one big difference is that the federal government will consider the death penalty if convicted. Minnesota does not have the death penalty. Despite being second, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office says it has no plans to drop state charges against Belter, who again is accused of impersonating a police officer on the morning of the attacks. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There's now a $10,000 reward to find a Minneapolis teenager who hasn't been seen in 6 weeks. 16-year-old Manny Collins was last seen at his father's apartment in early May. His mother is Ashley Berry, who's hopeful the reward will help find out where Manny is.
I'm running out of options. I'm like lost. I'm stuck. I guess I can keep passing out flyers every day and doing my own searches, but I feel like the reward was the next step.
Investigators say they're following tips from the public in trying to locate Manny. They say there is a person of interest in connection with the disappearance, but no other information is released. Bloomington police are investigating a weekend homicide. It happened early yesterday morning outside a home in the 200 block of 92nd Street West. Arriving officers found a 24-year-old male victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators believe several people were involved in an altercation before the shots rang out. The suspected shooter and two others fled from the scene. So far, no arrests, and the victim has not been identified. Washington County authorities say a woman died after being underwater for more than 40 minutes. The National Latino Peace Officer Association has identified the woman as 40-year-old Beverly Rodriguez, a sergeant with Metro Transit Police. Deputies were dispatched to the east side of White Bear Lake on reports of a female underwater who had yet to resurface. It was reported that Rodriguez had entered the water from a boat and had been under the water in excess of 40 minutes. Crews recovered her from the water, where she was then taken to Regents Hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. The annual U.S. Conference of Mayors wrapped up its annual meeting in Tampa yesterday. Bloomington Mayor Tim Bussey says the biggest topic was dealing with the changes within the federal government.
What that means for federal funding for some local programs means as it affects the job market, as it affects the well-being, the safety of our residents, and just what it means for that relationship between the federal government and local governments that has been solid and very productive for generations now.
Bussey told Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Morning News that the mayors discussed the perception of crime in urban areas. He says crime statistics are going down, but that's not doing much for the perception that bigger cities are more dangerous places. Finally, music and the Minnesota Twins. About to show you one hell of a night. Country superstar Dustin Lynch is coming to town for a Twins postgame concert at Target Field August 15th. The Twins are set to take on the Detroit Tigers that night. Tickets to the game start at $40, and VIP packages for the show are now available online. The performance is just one of two postgame concerts scheduled this season. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.